Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The justification of the deceivers for the crime of negotiations by Lebanon with the Jewish entity, translated. Al Rayan newspaper, issue 601, by Ustad Ahmed Asufi, Abu Nizar Ashami. One of the most dangerous afflictions Muslims face today is the confusion of concepts and the removal of Sharia rulings from their context. This is then used to mislead people in the name of Sharia law and the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, making truth appear falsehood, falsehood appear truth, treachery appear wisdom, and capitulation appear political. To illustrate this, let's imagine someone asking, what is the Sharia ruling on cohabitation between a man and a woman without marriage? Then someone might respond, Islam commands good relations between men and women and establishes love and mercy between them. On the surface, this statement must seem true, but in reality, it is deception and misrepresentation, as it implies that adultery or illicit relationships fall under this category. This is precisely what the advocates of normalization and surrender are doing today when asked about the ruling on recognizing the occupying Jewish entity. They say the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made treaties with the Jews and the disbelievers. The treaties of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were never a recognition of an occupier, nor a normalizing endorsement of a usurper, nor a surrender of Muslim lands, nor submission to an enemy who desecrated its sanctities, shed blood, and established his entity upon the skulls of the Ummah. Instead, they were treaties of mighty and powerful state, raising the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the highest and humbling his enemies, and conducted according to the Sharia rulings which Islam entrusted to the Khalifa, the Khalif, not to individuals or agent regimes that sell our Ummah for a pittance. Furthermore, those who cite the treaties of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ignore a crucial fact. Palestine is not a disputed territory between two states, but instead occupied Islamic land. The Jews there were not a state with whom we can enter into an agreement as equals, but instead the Jewish entity is a usurping force implanted by the forces of disbelief in the heart of the Ummah to be a dagger in its side. Therefore, merely using the name quote-unquote state of Israel is a recognition of a false legitimacy that Islam and every Muslim rejects. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made treaties with the Jews, either while they were under the authority of Islam, such as Banu Nadir, Bani Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, or after he had thought and defeated them, and they had submitted to his rule, as in Khaybar, Wadi al-Qura, Fadak, and Tamar. This means that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held definitive supremacy over the Jews, then wrote treaties for them and specified their rulings. This was the reality of He sallallahu alaihi wasallam's agreements with them. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, make treaties with them while they were occupying Muslim lands, killing their people and destroying their sanctities. Bani Qaynuqa, Bani Nadir and Banu Qurayza were within Al-Madina under the roof of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He bound them to treaties that he imposed upon them, commanding and forbidding them. They did not impose their conditions on him or extract from him recognition of their independence, as is the case with the Jewish entity and our rulers today. If you truly seek sound reasoning, your evidence must be drawn from the life and example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah regarding those Jews who betrayed and transgressed. How did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam deal with them? Did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaffirm normalization of their occupation and emphasize the necessity of peace with them day and night, as the tyrants of the Muslim world do, responding to the repeated treachery of the Jewish entity by reviving the cycle of normalization and negotiations? When the Banu Nadir betrayed him and attempted to assassinate him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he besieged them, expelled them, and confiscated their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Hashr concerning them. And when the Banu Qaynuqa assaulted a Muslim woman, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered them, expelled them from Al-Madina in humiliation, and confiscated their property. As for the Banu Qurayza, when they broke their treaty and allied themselves with the confederate tribes against the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed their execution, enslavement, and the division of their property. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sa'd ibn Mu'ad,
لقد حكمت فيهم بحكم الله من فوق سبع سماوات.
You have judged them according to Allah's decree from above the seven heavens. This means that fighting the treacherous is Allah's command and decree, not surrender and normalization. As for Khaybar, which conspired against Islam and harbored its enemies, the Prophet ﷺ fought them and conquered their fortresses without offering them anything in return except a negotiation or making any compromises. One of the results of this decisive victory was that the remaining Jewish tribes were terrified and came to him ﷺ, offering their allegiance and seeking his ﷺ's protection, their faces humbled and their humiliation ensured. Then our Prophet ﷺ dictated treaties to them. He dictated treaties for the people of Khaybar and those who came after them, such as the tribes of Fadak, Tayma, and Wadi al-Qura, making agreements with them that they would pay the jizya, tribute, or fay, booty, and that they would work and contribute their produce to the state. So where is this in relation to claims of quote-unquote peace, coexistence, and ending the conflict? What comparison can there be between the noble example of the Prophet ﷺ and those who rushed to Jewish embassies, allowed the occupying Muslim lands, and shake the hands of criminals stained with the blood of children of Gaza and all of Palestine? Normalization is not a political choice, nor a contemporary interpretation. Instead, it is a normalizing recognition of usurpation, a legitimization of occupation, and a betrayal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the believers. Those who justify in the name of realism, pragmatism, or helplessness are merely donning the garb of humiliation and then demanding that the nation don it with them. Yes, a Muslim may be powerless to effect change, may be oppressed, and may be prevented from bearing arms. However, the powerless are not called upon to betray, and the oppressed are not ordered to recognize the oppressor. If you cannot resist, then do not applaud the occupier, do not grant them legitimacy, and do not bring upon yourself the shame of accepting them. Furthermore, our hatred of other criminal projects, such as the Iranian Nationalist Sectarian Project, among others, does not mean that the Jews must become our allies, or that America must become our friend. All of these are enemies, even if their faces and tools differ. The aware believer is the one who recognizes all the enemies and does not allow themselves to be led from one trench to another in the name of secular politics and worldly interests. They have sought to make humiliation a culture, defeat an awareness, and surrender wisdom to the point that the people cite the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to justify bowing down to the Jewish entity. Far be it from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his seerah should be a bridge for traitors to cross with the tables of normalization. The only relationship we have with this occupying Jewish entity today is one of conflict, denial, rejection, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts his affliction from the ummah and restores to the Muslims their authority under whose raya banner they survive to liberate Palestine and all the Muslim lands. So stand firm on the truth and do not be deceived by the embellishments of the media, nor misled by the fatwas of rulers. Know that the aggressor Jews are enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Muslims, and that the honor of the ummah and its akidah are greater than all the calculations of humiliating secular politics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ,
and Allah will surely support those who support Him. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 40. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.